This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. For decades, the U.S. has been trying to persuade China to raise the value of its currency, arguing a lower yuan makes Chinese goods cheaper over here and hurts the trade deficit. It's going to be a lot harder to make that case, though, after a policy change at the International Monetary Fund. From Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale explains.
The IMF used to say China's yuan was substantially undervalued, but in the last couple years, the currency has strengthened against the dollar by about 7%. So now the IMF says the yuan is only moderately undervalued. Clyde Prestowitz at the Economic Strategy Institute says that hurts the American argument.
In principle, it shouldn't, but in terms of public relations, of course it does, because it then looks like the U.S. is beating up on the Chinese.
Prestowitz says China's currency remains significantly cheaper than the dollar, causing a persistent trade imbalance.
The currency distortion effectively acts like a tariff on U.S. exports and a subsidy to U.S. imports. So it's kind of a double whammy.
As for the yuan's recent strength, Kelly Dry trade advisor Greg Mastel isn't impressed.
It has appreciated moderately. It started from a relatively very low level. And I think there's still good evidence that it's significantly undervalued.
He says Beijing bureaucrats, not markets, continue to set the Chinese currency's value. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.